I remember you telling me that I need to watch out for you, that you ain't nothing to be fucked with. And I'm like, yeah, I hear you. I done heard it all before. But I can't lie. I won't lie, I'll be completely honest. You surprised the shit out of me. I mean, yeah, I know when I met you, you were more than just a pretty face, because I could hear the intellect when I spoke to you and how we converse and what we converse about. I'm like, cool, you know. That made me even more interested. But you did tell me to watch out. I ain't know really what for. I mean, I'm a beast in my own right, if I must say so myself. And I took this approach different. I took it slow, you know. Weren't really trying to rush to get you there. Besides, just the way you carried yourself, it made me feel like, damn. Like, yeah, nigga really gotta come correct. So I took it slow. We went on a couple of dates, and I just really enjoyed your company, to be honest. Wasn't even really about that. But as time progressed, and so did feelings, voila. It was a meeting in my bedroom of sorts. Or did I meet you? Because the more I think about it, I think you set me up. Yeah, you definitely set me up. Yeah, ain't no way around it. I mean, you fucked me up. Plain and simple, I ain't gonna lie to you. If you was ever looking for one, you got one, goddamn. Cause, I was sleep on you. I thought you was gonna be all stuck up, sadiddy. I was gonna have to put training wheels on your ass to get you through. You know all the shit I'm into. But goddamn, if I ain't need training wheels, I wasn't ready. I mean, I was ready, don't get me wrong, but maybe I was just more taken by surprise than anything else. You know, I came in, I was at the plate. I was expecting something maybe like 75, you know. Straightforward, no real change-ups, no curveballs. But you came out the gate. At first it was 105-mile-an-hour fastball. Shit whiffed right past me, I wasn't ready. Alright, so I dug in a little bit. I'm ready, I'm gonna sit back on it. So I was waiting for another fast one. You hit me with a curveball. Like, fuck. How you do that? Oh, you love to suck dick. Okay, I've heard it before. But your actions showed me that you really love sucking dick. I mean, I couldn't help but feel like it was just my dick. I mean, you gave me that much attention. It was like, oh, shit. Like, you love sucking dick or you love sucking my dick? Because, boy, you know, you don't expect it because you're just so gorgeous to look at. But even more gorgeous when I'm inside you. Like, I mean, I'm blushing just thinking about it. God damn. Shit. But it didn't stop there. It was more than you just putting your lips on me. It was the way you just wanted to please me. You wanted me to feel you. You wanted me to put myself outside of the situation. You just, I don't know, it was crazy. I'm used to catering too, and here I am getting catered too. It's crazy. And it was like your freak heightened my freak, which in turn heightened your freak. and now you can't keep my tongue off you. And I don't want your lips off me. It's like, you feed the Hulk gets bigger. I feed She-Hulk, she gets bigger. It's crazy. So of course I had to clap back. Of course. So what I do, me being a nasty nigga that I am, I put my tongue all in that ass. And you ain't even flinch. God damn, you ain't even flinch. You just soaked that shit up. Biting the pillow, moaning. I mean, I had to go for the gusto, cause, you had a nigga on the ropes. And, to be honest, I could have stayed there, really. I'd have let you have me. I'd have let you have this victory. But that's not part of my competitive spirit. So now here we are, playing the one-up game. Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you. Oh, yes, I can. But I like it. See, now you got me being creative with shit. I'm trying to eat you different places. You trying to suck me here, suck me there. I'm trying to put it in you on top of a roof. Shit, we can go downtown, catch this Ferris wheel. Yeah, get the Ferris wheel in. Let's get the tenant one. Shit, how many times can we go around before I nut? How many times can we go around before you nut? Shit, I'm trying to get you to nut with each revolution. Let's do crazy shit, cause your pretty ass done really woke up a beast. I thought I was a beast before, but goddamn, I feel like it's nothing we can't do. I feel like it's nothing we can't pursue. I'm gonna live all my freaky fantasies with you. It's just so crazy to me. You're so fucking gorgeous. So fucking nasty. I love it. Yeah. So gorgeous. So nasty. So you.